top of mind. BTC broke below $60,000 on Friday for the first time since October 2024, trading as low as $59,101 before partial recovery. The proximate trigger was Strategy's June 1st disclosure of its first BTC sale since 2022, 32 BTC for 2.5 Verkehrmützers to fund STRC dividends, which cracked the never-sell narrative. But the deeper story is structural. Spot ETFs bled 4.4B+ across a record 13-day outflow streak through Thursday. BlackRock IBIT alone, 3.3B, AI CapEx is absorbing speculative capital, and the Coinbase premium has been negative most of 2026. Strategy's STRC preferred stock trading at $93 versus $100 par creates a potential feedback loop. Lower STRC, higher dividend demand, more cash pressure, risk of further BTC sales. Standard Chartered's Jeff Kendrick calls the bottom almost in. Grayscale says Strategy can't be the marginal buyer at current prices, and other demand must step in. Market structure. BTC hit $59,101 intraday Friday before partial recovery, down double 52% from $126,000 October 2025. ATH, worst week since November 2022, 15%. Daily RSI at 15.5, lowest since March 2020. COVID crash. 200-week SMA, 61,626, is the line analysts unanimously flag as cycle support. ETF outflows ended Thursday 13-day streak, totaling 4.4B. He broke with a token three-member Nala's net inflow, IBIT 47.7 mound, MSBT by 9.9 man. Citi estimates ETF flows explain 45% of weekly BTC return variation. PERP's funding went negative, Hort Santos 2% annualized, signaling bulls fully deleveraged, 600 Menta plus in long liquidations. Friday 2.6B in short positions clustered 63K, 66K Coasa creating potential squeeze. Options skew on Deribit collapsed to 9.4, 25 Delta, reflecting sustained put demand. On-chain, BTC supply on Binance hit three-month high of 659K BTC, elevated exchange reserves, Adagas sell pressure signal per crypto quant. Short-term holder realized PL at all-time low. Azure 5.3 Arm BTC, held by long-term holders now underwater. Policy and institutions. Treasury Secretary Bessent testified before Senate Finance, backing the Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, proceeding with deliberate speed, and explicitly called for the Clarity Act to pass this summer. The SBR holds Thudders 328K BTC from seizures. Bitcoin Act would authorize purchasing 1M BTC over 5 years. House Ways and Means circulated 7 crypto tax bills ahead of a June 9th hearing. Key provisions. Delay taxation of mined staked tokens until sale. Aggregate annual gain loss calculation. Mark-to-market available for dealers. Wash sale rules apply. $10 de minimis on gas fees. First leadership-backed crypto tax legislative push in either chamber. Fannie Mae-backed BTC mortgage closed via Better Plus Coinbase. Michigan couple pledged BTC as collateral for down payment. No margin calls on price moves. 250% LTV required. Enabled by June 2025 FHFA directive, regulatory pathway is real, not vaporware. Kalshi launched regulated Bitcoin perpetual futures, CFTC approved May 29. CME CEO Duffy called it a disaster waiting to happen, warning 20-204x leverage versus CME's Elon 5x framework. Kraken, Robinhood, Gemini signaled entry within 30 days. UK FCA simultaneously flagged Hyperliquid as unauthorized. Network and industry, Strategy's STRC at $93, par $100, 11.5% dividend. Grayscale warns the levered DAT model is stressed. Combined DAT market cap fell from 134B to 72B since October peak. Bitcoin treasury firms, Nakamoto reverse split 140, Metaplanet down 80% UI face, default or sell choice. Better Plus Coinbase closed first Fannie Mae BTC mortgage, covered above in policy. Zcash, ZC collapsed 50% plus after disclosure of a counterfeiting vulnerability in the Orchard Shielded pool. Present since May 2022, patched June 1st. Cryptographically impossible to prove no exploitation occurred. Arthur Hayes said he sold his entire ZEC position. 116 men in liquidations. Tether-backed Adeco Agro targeting, July 1st launch of sugarcane waste-powered Bitcoin mining in Brazil, starting at 10 mitotamandas at 1,280 machines. Macro linkages, strong May NFP, 172k versus 85k expected, pushed rate hike probability above 40% by year-end, per CME FedWatch, directly pressuring BTC. Futures basis stayed below neutral 4% threshold for 3+ months. BTC stock correlation broke May 21st. AI capex reallocation is the consensus explanation for BTC underperformance. Hyperscaler AI spend 400-600 barles in 2026. SpaceX, OpenAI, Anthropic IPOs absorbing speculative liquidity. Hyperliquid equity index perp volume, 1.3B day, now exceeds ETH perp volume per block skulls, confirming marginal crypto risk budget is rotating to equities. US-Iran tensions drove oil higher, Brent 97 BBL, amplified risk-off and benefited gold over BTC, undermining the inflation hedge narrative at a critical moment. Standouts: Morgan Stanley enabled HNW clients to lend BTC ETH SOL to Galaxy Digital for in-kind spot crypto ETF shares. Minimum reduced to 5 METRA. Structural institutional on-ramp. JP Morgan, AU, Citi, BOF, Ash, Wells Fargo plan a tokenized deposit network via the clearinghouse by H1 2027, targeting 24/7 settlement, direct competitive response to stablecoin threat. World Liberty Financial, Trump-linked, froze HTX exchange addresses, citing sanctions. HTX delisting USD 1 June 7th and converting holdings to USDT 1.1. Optech, Jaga 408, BAIP 324 post-quantum upgrade, proposed using ML-Chem hybrid Chem. No consensus change required, potentially easier path to quantum-resistant Bitcoin P2P. Coinbase launched SpaceX pre-IPO perpetual futures, non-US only, USDC settled, signals everything exchange pivot during crypto bear market.